The impulse to archive, to preserve something fleeting, isn't restricted to things that most people think are worth saving. Michael Dennis is a co-founder of fanchants.co.uk, a website that has captured 20,000 soccer fan chants from around the world. Chants are the organic fan-generated soundtrack to soccer. The venture began as a business idea, but for its organizers has become a strange, addictive archiving endeavor.
Michael, welcome to On the Media.
Thank you.
Before I ask you why in the world you're out preserving soccer fan chants, and I can, believe me, hardly wait to hear the answer to that question, what exactly are soccer fan chants? We don't have anything quite like that in the US.
It's essentially a song that's made up by the fans of a football team. It can be a long-standing, inspiring anthem that's sung at every game, or it can be sung once and never sung again. Usually a good match will have 40 or 50 songs sung, sometimes twice that.
How do 40,000 people know the same chants?
You decide on your team when you're a kid. You listen to it a couple of times. Eventually, those songs sort of are etched into your brain forever. Or if it's one of those songs that starts in the crowd, it'll start with one guy in a corner who sees something funny, starts a couple of verses of something, then it can end up being sung by the whole stadium. One of my favourites is from my team, Leeds. There was a guy getting married on the pitch, and then some wag in the crowd just started singing, "You don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing.
You mentioned anthems as a recurring theme. These are a bit more lofty. They evince the supporters' pride for their teams.
There's only one or two anthems that each club has. They're sung at every game in full voice. And I've been to some games where the hairs on my whole body have just been on end. Flower of Scotland, when the Scottish sing it, is pretty amazing.
So one of your favorites is for a team called Manchester City, and they have a striker by the name of Mario Balotelli, and he's got a chant all for his own self.
He's a real character. He's just a young guy, 19. He won £25,000 at a casino and just drove around giving £1,000 each to each homeless person that he saw. But he had to be taken off in a game because he had an allergic reaction to grass. One of the lines is he's got an allergy to grass, but he plays and he's effing class.
Underwrote your journeys to 720 teams to collect 20,000 chants. And how long has it taken?
We've been doing this for 5 years. I rather fortunately sold a travel business that I founded in Australia. So I had a little bit of money and I was looking around for something to do. And I went to the game and recorded some chants on my camera and went home with my friend. And his phone went off, and it was one of those old ringtones. It was nee, 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 nee. It was the man. I said, no, this is what you want. I just loaded it onto the computer, roared it out of the speakers. We saw two light bulbs appear above our heads. And
chants as ringtones. That's the business?
That's how it started. Now I'm more into the side of, it's a historical and cultural archive of the football fans throughout the ages.
So you have somehow backed into being an ethnographer.
If I knew what that was, I could actually tell you that yes or no, sorry.
There are people who collect the last recordings of dying languages or cultural rites for study by anthropologists and sociologists and linguists. And you've got 20,000 football chants. Where do you think this puts you in the pantheon of social scientists?
Considering that half the world either plays or watches football, I'd say I was right up there, if not the top.
Well, Michael, thank you so much.
No problem at all. It's been a pleasure.
Michael Dennis is a co-founder of fanchants.co.uk. And what you're now hearing, at the insistence of our senior producer, Katya Rogers, is a fan chant for her favorite theme, Arsenal.